Find the Roles, Jocks and Jams, and The Who Sells Out. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music TLDR in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Touring Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and let's dive into the live biz this week. It's a big week in the world of celebrity-curated festivals. You might think that Travis Kelce is an opportunist in putting on a festival named after himself, given his high-profile relationship with, But actually, as most Chiefs fans probably already know, this is the second year of his namesake festival. I guess Dark Brandon is playing a longer game than we suspected. Kelce announced the lineup for his festival, Kelce Jam, on May 18th in Kansas City, actually Bonner Springs. Headliners will be Lil Wayne, Diplo, and 2 Chainz. Another confluence of sports and music has Raleigh, North Carolina at the center of the universe this weekend, with both of North Carolina State's basketball teams in the Final Four, and the Dreamville Festival, a two-day music event curated by J. Cole, happening this weekend in Raleigh. The lineup this year features SZA, 50 Cent, Nicki Minaj, and Cole himself as the top liners. Cole announced this week that the festival created an impact of $145.9 million for Raleigh, creating the equivalent of over 1,300 full-time jobs in 2023, with over 100,000 fans attending. Full stories at Pollstar. In a less encouraging development for a big celebrity, J.Lo, on the heels of canceling tour dates, has rebranded her tour as a Greatest Hits Tour, according to Digital Music News. Maybe she should have stuck it out with A-Rod for the all-important sports tie-in. There's still time to add the Dunkinks to the bill and get Tom Brady up there on stage. So today I learned there was a Substack called The Big Newsletter, run by anti-monopoly activist Matt Stoller. I've never heard of it before, but it's really interesting. It's covering some goings-on between Live Nation and Washington that you're not going to read in most of the trades. He's got, as Granddaddy once said, charts and graphs. Literally, I mean. I didn't know that Michael Rapino made $139 million last year. Did you? Maybe not an unreasonable take-home for a guy who basically rules the entire live business, or maybe half of it in the United States. And hey, that 20% merch cut has to end up somewhere, I guess. But I digress. Anyway, there's a congressman from Paterson, New Jersey named Bill Pascal who's digging deep into Live Nation, and Matt Stoller covers it with a particular focus on Live Nation's creative accounting. Sound familiar? Stoller has a way with a metaphor. Go check out his story on Live Nation and tell me if you can unhear the expression, find the roles. It's almost as good a catchphrase as no conflict, no interest. It's not just us. Over in Europe, more consolidation in the live space, assuming the deal goes through, where CTS Eventim, the German live music giant, and probably the closest thing to Live Nation in Europe, is set to acquire SEE Ticketing, that's S-E-E, from Vivendi, which of course also used to own Universal Music Group. So I guess ticketing monopolies or duopolies are not just an American thing. Curious as to what Matt Stoller would have to say about that. Music Business Worldwide has the details. Every week we discuss the artists dominating their markets, a few artists who might be punching above their weight, and a few you might be surprised still have tickets available in the U.S. music capitals, New York, L.A., and Nashville. We call it The Who Sells Out. So, in this week's Gen X Heavy Edition, here's who's selling out and who isn't in the U.S. music capitals. In L.A., Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are sold out at the Forum for their shows tonight and Sunday, with resale starting at $110 for nosebleeds behind the stage. But there are plenty of tickets to see Ms. Lauryn Hill if you're willing to schlep out to the Inland Kingdom for her Miss Education 25th anniversary show Friday at the Toyota Arena. As for who sells out in New York this week, two generations of probably mostly Brooklynites will be mobbing sold-out shows. Gen X has sold out two nights with the Magnetic Fields at the Town Hall. Meanwhile, Gen Z and their Gen X parents will be stuffing Madison Square Garden to the rafters for Olivia Rodrigo, whose four nights at Madison Square Garden are completely sold out. The sweetener for those Gen X parents is this relatively unknown group opening for Rodrigo. Despite having to miss the Magnetic Fields, they'll get to see the Breeders at MSG if they arrive early. Resale market as of this recording is at about $600 and change. Oof. There's a little bit of solace for the Xers as the English Beat, or what's left of it, has plenty of tickets available for their show Saturday night at the Palladium in Times Square. or if music adjacent Gen X comedy will suffice, both David Cross and Janeane Garofalo are in town this weekend with tickets available. In Nashville, Mitski is a sellout at the Ryman for all four of her nights, with resale starting around $100. And for all of you Gen X punk transplants, you just missed your chance last night to mosh away at Brooklyn Bowl with the Descendants, the Adolescents, and the Circle Jerks. But if you like things shaded a little darker, there are still plenty of tickets for Maynard James Keenan double feature show of old friends A Perfect Circle and Pucifer, with Primus opening at First Bank Amphitheater in Franklin on Wednesday. And that's another Touring Thursday. Get out there and support local live music. No song of the day today. We'll get you one tomorrow. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. Thanks for listening to Unlimited Supply. If you like what you hear, smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to suggest feature ideas, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to call us out on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. And find the roles. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.